Let's welcome Jeff Schwartz and Avery Beard. So, Jeff, you've been on a few game shows, haven't you?
A few, yeah.
Which ones?
I was on a show called Countdown in the UK, and I was on a show called Jeopardy in the US.
Wow. So you went to the UK just to play a game?
No, I used to live there.
Oh, you used to live there. Yeah. I was like, that is a weird vacation. Yeah. And how did you do?
I was winning on both shows until the final round, and I lost on both shows in the final round.
Aww.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're like the Cubs.
No. Yeah.
Well, I feel like, you know, so game shows are your thing. All right. Interesting. Jeff, now we have Avery here, who's a sociologist. So
yes.
You've got Jeff all figured out, right?
I'm going to lose.
No?
I'm going to lose.
Why do you think Jeff hasn't won yet? This is what you might... You've lived in some interesting places other than New York?
I have. I lived in Central America, Guatemala, El Salvador, and I lived in Madagascar for a couple of years.
Wow. Well, this is a little game we're calling Double Trouble.
And here's what the game's about, Ophira. You see, we give a shout-out every show to the great borough of Brooklyn, since that is where that's where we tape the show. But that means that we are also simultaneously in the fantastic city of New York, New York. The city's so nice they had to name it twice, which brings us to our next game. You see, in this round, we'll be asking questions about people, real or fictional, with oddly repetitive names. For example, Jonathan. Let's say I walked up to you on the street and out of nowhere just said to you, Jonathan, with 80s dance hits like Head to Toe and Lost in Emotion, what doubly named vocalist was backed by Cult Jam?
I would say Lisa Lisa.
And I would smile because that was correct. Get the picture, contestants. Ring in when you know the answer. We'll see the winner of this game in our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Here we go. What New Jersey governor made headlines in 2011 when it looked like he might throw his hat in the ring for the GOP presidential nomination?
Chris Christie.
Chris Christie is correct.
Makes big headlines, that guy. Big headlines.
Big headlines. And we don't mean anything else by that. What actor first became famous in the 90s as a rapper who often appeared in his music video shirtless alongside the Funky Bunch? Jeff.
Marky Mark Wahlberg.
That is correct.
Now, did you know him more as the 90s rapper or as the shirtless?
No comment,
says Jeff.
Saying shirtless 90s rapper does not narrow it down to any rapper. Famous for poems like The Red Wheelbarrow, what American modernist poet supplemented his writing career by working as a doctor? Jeff.
William Carlos Williams.
That is correct. What former member of the rap group Public Enemy had a second career as a staple of VH1 reality shows such as The Surreal Life and Strange Love? Avery.
Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav. Yeah, boy! I didn't want to say that, but it's a biological compulsion to say that after hearing the words Flavor Flav.
I get it.
Though often referred to as simply the Count, Sesame Street's favorite number-assessed vampire has what full name? Jeff?
Count Von Count.
That is correct.
Yes!
Did you know that, Jeff, or are you just taking a guess?
I mean, I'm sure I watched it as a kid, so I must remember.
I don't ever remember hearing the last name. That sounds like the kind of answer you give a nagging kid. Like, what's a count's last name? It's just Count Von Count. You know, it's just so...
In Joseph Heller's Catch-22, what character receives a promotion while still in recruit training, making his triply repetitive name quadruply repetitive? Jeff.
Major, 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 then major.
That's correct.
Yes.
All right, our winner for that round is Jeff, Ophira.
Jeff Schwartz, congratulations. Give Avery one more hand. Jeff Schwartz, you will be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round.